What's up, 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 man? Alright guys, today's video is titled The Real Reason Donald Trump Wants to Fill America with Curry Sales, aka Indian People. So as you guys know by now, Donald Trump and Elon Musk, they all came to agreement that America must be filled with Indian people, in particular young Indian men. Effectively speaking, they want this country to be filled with curry sales. Now, a lot of you guys out there have been saying the reason why Trump wants to fill America with curry sales is because curry sales are willing to work cheaper. They're willing to put up with a lot of shit, sometimes literal shit. While all that plays a role in bringing in curry sales into America, the real reason why the West in general, America in particular, wants to import curry sales is because of what I saw last night at the Beta Mill pub. So I haven't been to the Beta Mill pub in a long time because obviously I'm working on the food truck. I'd rather sell outside the pub than be in there, you know. Even though I get a glass of Coke for $5, it's just a total waste of time for me. But yesterday was Christmas Eve, and I just wanted to see the nigger shit that the average goitard or dipshit normie that TFM calls them is up to. So yesterday I went to the Beta Mill pub, spent a couple hours over there, and I saw these two curry sales, your typical curry sale, short, brown, and fugly. And there was this white girl. Granted, she was blue-eyed, blonde, white, but she was a four. She had a butter face. She was overweight. And she started talking to these curry sales. And those curry sales, man, their faces lit up. I'm telling you, one of the curry sales, you know, he popped his collar because he's like, damn, I'm going to get me white pussy tonight. So, and I'm sitting there looking at this interaction, even though it was at the other end of the bar, because no woman in her mind, especially a white woman, wants anything to do with Indian guys, okay? Especially your typical short, brown, and fugly. No woman wants to be associated with those type of guys. So I'm sitting there watching. Oh, I think I have a customer. Is that a customer? Yeah, smile and wave. Yep, I got customers. Let's see if they're gonna come in. Cause you know, it's Christmas, everybody's closed. I'm the only one open today. I already made $80 so far. So let's see if these people are gonna come in. So anyways, going back to the curry sales. So I'm sitting at the other end of the bar and I'm just watching this interaction with the curry sales and this white girl. And the white girl, you know, she was talking up these curry sales, and the curry sales were happy. Their face was lit up, you know. They never got female attention before in their life. Hey, got customers. Talk to you later. All right, guys, I'm back. Yes, indeed, they were customers. They were passing by, and they wanted to get a gyro before they had their Christmas dinner. So they love our food. Everybody loves our food except Coach Bitchpill, and that's because he doesn't wash out his mouth between clients, if you know what I mean. So going back to the original point of this video about curry sales, so this sub five white girl simply used these curry sales as a way to get confidence in herself that some dudes find her desirable, and at the same time, because she was closely segueing herself to the Chads, aka to the decent looking white dudes, she was actually able to strike a conversation with the white guys without having to actually just go up to them and be like, hey, what you doing today? You know, as you guys know, girls who know that they're not attractive, they will not go up to attractive guys and just cold approach attractive guys, because they know they're not attractive enough for the attractive guy to be like, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight? But with Indians, because again, Indians are so fucking ugly that just about any girl can get an Indian guy's attention. So she used the Indian guys again to get her confidence up. And at the same time, you know, she can segue her conversation in with the white dudes who were standing next to her. And once she got in with the white guys, she literally turned her back on the Indians, and it's as if they didn't exist. And then a couple minutes later, they left the pub. They're probably going to go to another pub and try the same thing over again. You know, we have a lot of Indians here because we have a flight school. It's pretty much all Indians. And that's all these Indians do, guys. They go from club to pub trying to get white women. And if they can't get a white woman from one pub, they'll just go to another pub. And they'll just keep doing that throughout the night, hoping that some white girl will be drunk enough or fucking intoxicated enough. Even if they have to slip her a little something in her drink, you know, they're gonna do it, dudes, you know, just to get a white girl to touch their pee-pee. So the real reason why the U.S. government is bringing in Indians into America, it's because Indians have no honor, no dignity, no integrity. So these Indian guys are willing to simp for undesirable women. Like, I mean, we know that that black dudes usually go out with the most undesirable white woman. They're like RPM here on MGTOW TV said, black men are the garbage collectors of the dating scene. But at least black men, when they get a white girl, they be like, hey, baby, mama, my place or yours, you know. He's gonna fuck her within a couple of minutes of seeing her. But the curry sales, on the other hand, you know, because they gotta do game and shit like that, not to mention they really know that deep, deep down they're undesirable. So they just can't grab a woman by the pussy and have their way with her. Like the black dudes do. So the Indian dudes, they're willing to chat a girl up, they're willing to get her drunk, they're willing to spend the money on her. I don't know if I think I told you this a couple of years ago. When I was in LA, I was doing DoorDash, and I had to pick up a order from Sophia. Sophia is a makeup brand for young women, and that's an upscale makeup brand for young women. So I went to pick up an order from Sophia, and there were these two hot white girls, blue eye, blonde, white, very beautiful, I'd say probably eights, and they were literally dragging around these curry sales dressed in a suit, and these white girls were pretty much buying up the store. They were like, whatever they wanted, they just take it and put it in their small shopping bag or cart, and the Indians, they were paying for it. And that's because Indians know that the only way they can get female validation is if they pay, and they pay big times for it. In fact, even the passport bros, even the black men, are complaining in Cartagena, Colombia, that the Indian guys are raising the price on the prostitutes in Cartagena. Okay, now as we all know, passport bros are dusty black men who can't get their pee-pee touched here in America. So they go overseas, they make it rain cash money on them hoes, and they think that they're actually in a relationship, when in reality, you know, this girl, you will effectively pay her entire month rent by spending $200 on pussy that's probably worth, you know, 100 pesos, you know, 25 pesos, $25, okay? So what the Indian guys are now doing in Cartagena is that they're spending $1,000 on pussy. So all of a sudden, pussy that's really worth $25, that the black men are paying, you know, maybe upwards of $100 for, now the Indian guys are paying $1,000 for that same pussy. And even the black dudes are like, whoa, 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 Indian guys, even we can't compete with you when it comes to that type of money. So Indians are the biggest simps out there, guys, okay? This is why the U.S. government is importing Indians. Somebody will have to take care of all these OnlyFans models. Somebody has to take care of all these feminists. Somebody has to take care of all these women who get into their 40s, 50s, and beyond, and they don't have a safety net, okay, guys? very few women can take the money they make from sex work and actually do something productive with it. You guys need to understand, sex work is haram, okay? I can turn give send bro into give send ho, and I would be a multi-billionaire now driving around in Bugattis, but I don't do that. Why? Because it's haram. See, Islam actually prohibits us from selling pussy, okay? We can't sell pussy, okay? It's degenerate, it's immoral, we can't do that, okay? Other races, other non-Muslims, heck, even other Muslims have no problem doing that, you know? In fact, like in Iraq, a lot of these Shia dudes, a lot of these Sunni, I don't care about Shia, Sunni, they're all fucking hypocrites as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of these mullahs in the Middle East, they actually sell pussy, you know? They sell like 10-year-old girls to like creepy old men, and they make money like that, okay? That's haram, even though they're like, oh, well, you know, the Prophet Muhammad, he was 54 and married a 6-year-old. First of all, that's not confirmed. You weren't there, you know, so you didn't see it with your own eyes, you know. As far as I'm concerned, that's something that the Shia or the Jews made up, you know. But yeah, a lot of Muslims, they like to say, well, you know, the Prophet Muhammad was 54, he slept with a 6-year-old girl, so I can do the same thing in 2024. You know, you can't do that, you fucking creep. But a lot of Muslims sell pussy, but they say it's halal pussy because, you know, I'm a mullah. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, you married this girl. You're now a husband and wife, but you're going to divorce her tomorrow morning. You know, that's fucking sad, pathetic, and, you know, you're going to go to hell for it. But going back to the Indian people is that Indian people have no morals. They have no ethics. They have no values. And that's because they're fugly. Because you're fugly, you can't have honor, dignity, integrity because you're fugly. I mean, nobody really expects much out of you, okay? When I see curry sales at the pub or at the Beta Male Cafe, I'm not expecting them to have Stacy on their arms. Unless, of course, they're willing to pay like tens of thousands of dollars. And I know for a fact, you know, that there are curry sellers out there paying tens of thousands of dollars to have a Stacy with them, you know. So when I see short, brown, fugly Indians, I know that you're not gonna have even a sub-average white girl with you, okay? So these guys have to resort to money. I heard a door close and I think somebody parked and they might be coming, you know. Again, I'm the only person open here in town. Christmas Day, I'm open, you know. I already made close to $100, you know. Now, of course, you know, that's $100 is, you know, gross. It's not after food and shit like that. But, yeah, for somebody who's only been here for an hour, I pretty much made $100, you know, because I'm the only place open, motherfuckers. I'm going to try to be open for the whole Christmas, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I'm going to take the truck, God willing, tonight to one of the pubs. I know a lot of people out there after the Christmas dinner, they're going to go get drunk. And again, guys, I made a video recently titled Rumble Just Scammed You Out of Millions of Dollars. You know, Rumble stock actually went down. You know, Rumble stock got up to $15 before Christmas. And now Rumble stock is under $13 and it's fallen because, like I told you guys, Rumble just scammed you out of $1 billion. They know for the next week you're gonna be drunk, you're gonna be fucking eating your face out, shit like that, you know. So by the time you guys check up on Rumble, you know, sometimes early January, you're gonna forget the fact that these people actually scammed you over the holidays. You're gonna forget about that, you know. And I'm sure they're gonna come up with some excuse like, oh yeah, you know, the mainstream media has been putting lies about us. See, that's the thing you guys need to understand about Rumble and Donald Trump is that, and Elon Musk, all they have to do is simply say, oh yeah, man, the reason why things are not going the way we told you they're gonna go is because the deep state and the mainstream media, you know. See, this is what these right-wing scammers and grifters can do. They can put all their problems on the deep state and mainstream media, you know. So when some people say, hey man, Rumble went up to $15 before Christmas, now it's, you know, holidays are over and Rumble is like back, Rumble is like under $10, you know, what the fuck happened? And Rumble is gonna be like, you know, the mainstream media, they wrote a couple of bad articles about us, they scared away our investors, you know. So this is another thing you guys need to understand, is that this right-wing controlled opposition, they can use mainstream media and the deep state to get money out of you. You know, like Nick Fuentes supposedly was going to get assassinated a couple of days ago. Now Nick Fuentes is already a multimillionaire. He went online. He's like, hey guys, can you help me fund my private security team? It's going to cost like $20,000 a day for me to hire private security. Motherfuckers, you know, you can hire, you can, you know, for $100, you can have a Colombian, you can have fucking Colombian police being with you 24 hours. What the fuck you need $13,000 for to hire private security here in America? But again, guys, you know, right-wingers, controlled opposition, they're scamming you all day, every day. And whenever you guys try to be like, hey man, this doesn't make sense, oh yeah, it's a mainstream media, it's a deep state, you know, they're trying to take us down, you know. But anyways, going back to the curry sales, and at the end of the day, guys, whether it's curry sales, Muslim sales, or the right wing, it's all about money, dudes. Everything is about money. People in general don't have dignity, integrity, honor, okay? Now, Indian people, they have zero dignity, zero integrity, zero honor, you know? Because here's the thing, you know, some people on a lower level, they're gonna have some form of dignity, integrity, honor. On a higher level, they're not, you know? This is why they say every man has a value on his head before he gives out, except me, and the CIA knows that the hard way, by the way. But when it comes to Indians, because they're so ugly, they're so down there, they have no dignity, they have no integrity, they have no honor. So these guys are willing to spend thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars on, quite frankly, low-value women, okay? Just as long as an Indian guy can have himself a white girl, even though she's sub-5, he's happy, you know? I think a couple of years ago, was it in Australia? Some white girl, she was like a morbidly obese white girl. She like got on top of this curry sale, you know, she put her pussy on his face and she ended up killing him because he couldn't breathe, you know, that's how fat the bitch was. But you know what? That motherfucker died happy, right? So this just goes to show you guys that Indians, because they're so ugly, they're so short, they're so brown, they're so fugly, that there is no standards when it comes to Indian guys out there, guys. Guys, Indians have no standards when it comes to women, in particular white women. So, as long as a white woman is able to give them some sort of female attention, that's all they really care about. They don't care if she's a sharmuta, they don't care if she has AIDS, they don't care if she's an OnlyFans whore. They don't care if she's been ran through for the past 10 years. They don't care if her body count is 9,000. Indian guys don't care about that, man. All they care about is having a white woman. That's really all they care about. And it goes back to the fact that they're short, they're brown, they're fugly. Trust and believe, the vast majority of dudes who are signed up to OnlyFans, they're probably Indian guys, okay? So, you guys gotta understand this and understand this really good, okay? Looks determines your life, okay? So, if somebody came to me, Amar Mitwalde, a couple of years ago and told me, yo, Amar, do you know that there are Chads and Tyrones out there who are homeless, they're bums, yet there are beautiful women all over the world who will take them out to an expensive restaurant, have them live with them in their $300, $400, $500 a night hotel room. I'd have been like, what the fuck you talking about, dude? That's alien talk. What the fuck you talking about? That's not true. But I saw that with my own eyes, you know. I told you guys when I was walking up and down the boardwalk in Venice Beach, I've seen it, you know. I've seen homeless Chad, I've seen homeless Tyrone, I've seen girls go, beautiful women from all over the world, you know, go up to them and be like, hey, listen, you want to come with me to this restaurant? You know, I know that restaurant they're talking about. You know, that's a $150, $200 a plate restaurant. And then they'd be like, hey, you want to, after we go to the restaurant, do you like want to come shower at my place? I'm staying at this hotel. I know that hotel is like $500, $600 a night, bitch, you know. So if somebody came up to me and told me that there are guys out there who literally get their pick of the most beautiful woman in the world, and that to them is another day at the beach, I'd have been like, dude, no, you need to be locked up in a mental asylum. But I've seen it with my own eyes, okay? With Indian guys out there, because they never ever had or never ever will have female validation, they don't understand that there are women out there who are willing to simp for dudes, okay? So when it comes to the Indian people, they believe that if I give her enough ATM, attention, time, and money, like Red Bull Marriage says, they believe that eventually she's gonna fall in love with me. Dudes, it doesn't work like that, man. It takes a woman less than 8 seconds if she's gonna fall in love with you or not. Like 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi. That's all you need before a woman makes up her mind whether she's gonna love you or fucking hate you, okay, dudes? I told you guys about the Arab cell in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, back in Latvia. You know, there was this sub-5 white girl who, by the way, she looked a lot like the sub-5 white girl at the Beta Male pub yesterday. And that's the thing, dudes, you know. Arab cells, curry cells, Muslim cells, you know. They always go for the ugly woman, and that's because they think that they might actually have a chance with her. It's like, dude, it doesn't work like that. Not only do you not have a chance with her, even though, you know, she herself is sub-5, but what happens is that you artificially raise her SMV, where guys who normally wouldn't go with her end up going with her, you know? So, you know, the same thing happened with the Arab cells a year ago in Latvia, is the same thing that happened with the Muslim cell, with the curry cell here, except here, you know, the white girl went up to the curry cells just so she can get her self-esteem boosted. But in Latvia, you know, this sub-5 white girl, you know, she was dancing, swinging around the pole like a sharmuta. And this Arab cell, you know, he went up to her, put his hands on her back, and boy, she gave him the nastiest stare I've ever seen. And then, like, a minute later, fucking some mini Chad, you know, light, you know, Chad light, you know. The guy was even the same height as the Arab. He was like probably 5'8", 5'9", with shoes. But, you know, he was blue eye, blonde, white. He was a Chad light, even though he was like fucking 5'8". You know, he comes on in, and within like a minute and a half, he's already making out with this girl, even though she was a sub-5. He was already making out with her because he knows that girl probably got so disgusted by the curry seal that when Chad light came in, he knew it was a slam dunk. In fact, he knew it was such a slam dunk that when I was leaving the nightclub, you know, it was a two-story nightclub. They were on the top club. They were on the top floor. That's where they had the stripper pole. So, you know, I was like, okay, I did my analysis, I did my scientific research for the day, I'm leaving. So he was still making out with the sub-5 girl, and on my way out, I just like high-fived him, and he gave me that look that says, yep, you know what's up, that Arab cell dude, he opened up this girl wide open for me. So at the end of the day, you Arab sales, curry sales, Muslim sales, women just don't desire you dudes, okay? They never will, okay? Let's get that out in the open. There is nothing you can do to make white women desire you if you're short, brown, and fugly. You can money max all you want. And again, unless you are willing to spend thousands of dollars on a woman, like, you guys need to understand, okay? If you plan on taking a girl out to a nightclub, a bar, a pub, that's not enough for her to sleep with you unless you plan on, you know, slipping her a little something in her drink. In which case, you're a creep, it's immoral, and you should be prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law. But when it comes to you curry sales, you Arab sales, you Muslim sales out there, short, brown, and fugly, you gotta spend thousands of dollars to get pussy. That's just how it's gonna be. That's just how it is, dudes, okay? Women are monetizing their vagina, okay? I mean, we have a PhD girl who gave up on the PhD to become an OnlyFans model. She claims she already made $1 million in less than a year. She's not gonna make that type of money with a PhD. The girl already said that I already bought off my home, I'm taking care of my parents. It's like, this girl is not even 30 yet, and she and her life is set. Her life is forever set for doing OnlyFans. And you know, you got incels out there like, well, you know, no man's gonna want you when you're in your 40s, you know. How are you gonna get employment now that you're an OnlyFans hoe? My nigger, she made generational wealth, okay? This is not some dumb bimbo. This is a PhD girl. She probably has smart parents. You know, she's probably gonna take that money and, with the help of her parents, you know, set up some sort of investment where they don't even have to work at all, you know? So they want dudes, you know? See, this is a, you know, I know somebody uploaded a video on MGTOW TV. I think it was from, I don't know who the, it was the Red Knight. He uploaded it. I don't know who was the author of it, but he's somebody popular in the manosphere. He said, these girls, one dude, you know, if a girl goes on OnlyFans, she's like in her 20s and she's making millions of dollars, she made generational wealth. You know, there was no way she was gonna make that type of money on her own. You know, it's kind of like, you know, these guys who go into MMA and you'd be like, yeah, well, you know, you're gonna get brain damage, dude. It's like, this guy made a couple of million dollars fighting, okay? He made money. He's not gonna make that type of money fucking flipping burgers, you know? So a lot of you guys out there gotta understand, dudes, like, to a lot of women out there, OnlyFans. And the thing is, knowing just how desperate Indian guys out there, these girls are probably not even taking their clothes off, you know? They're probably chatting with the guy like, hey baby, hey papi, what are you doing tonight, you know? Are you touching yourself? Are you jacking off to me? And that's all these guys want, you know? The vast majority of people who pay to be with OnlyFans you can't be with them, you know? Well, you can be with them if you pay $10,000. They might, you know, give you a hug or something. But the vast majority of guys out there who get OnlyFans memberships, it's not about actually seeing the bitch naked. It's about interacting with the girl. You know, that's fucking sad, dudes. You know, that's fucking sad when you guys out there have to pay millions of dollars to some sharmuta so you can interact with her. Like, my Colombian girl, you know, my Venezuelan girl in Colombia, she doesn't have a phone, you know. She was using her father's phone to talk to me, and her father got a job in Bogota, the capital, so she doesn't have a phone, and her father is like, I'm gonna send her some money to buy a phone. I'm like, dude, don't send don't don't give her money to buy a phone. She's gonna be calling me every day now. I don't want that bitch talking to me every day. I mean, yeah, I like it when she goes into the shower and she now I get to see her showering. I like that, yeah, but I don't want to be talking to her. I got better things to do, like, I don't know, drink this brisk tea, I guess. You know, I have to admit, for 70 calories, it's not bad, dudes. Damn, that's good. So, today on the food truck, guys, I actually... You know what? I think I'm going to compete with Chick-fil-A. I did a chicken burger. So, for $10, you get a chicken burger, which I think is... Personally, I think it's better than that Chick-fil-A crap. So, you get a chicken burger... You get brisk iced tea and you get a bag of chips, and that's $10, you know. So it's actually cheaper than fucking Chick-fil-A. Damn, this stuff is good. Damn, it's good. So how I'm doing my chicken burger, guys, is that I use chicken thighs and I marinate them. So pretty much the meat that goes into the gyro and into the wrap for our chicken shawarma, instead of cutting up the thighs into pieces, I just leave the thighs intact. They weigh about, you know, almost 6 ounces. You know, of course it's gonna lose, you know, an ounce or so when I cook it, obviously. But I cook the thigh, I put it in a burger bun, I put some pickles, I put a little bit of, lettuce, and our garlic sauce. Everybody loves our garlic sauce. I'm gonna see if I can start selling that shit on Amazon. Maybe sell, like, you know, 5 or 6 bottles of them for, like, you know, $20-$30, something like that. So yeah, guys, yeah, I'm gonna start competing with fucking Chick-fil-A, and I think our food is better than Chick-fil-A. I'm not gonna lie to you, our food really is better than Chick-fil-A. Our chicken burgers are better than Chick-fil-A, you know, so that's a positive. So yeah, guys, things so far are looking good for us. Everything is good, everything is great. I'm gonna be doing this in fucking Colombia soon, and man, Colombia is gonna be the future for us. Already got me a Venezuelano over there. If I stay in Colombia, dudes, I'm telling you guys, it's really not that difficult to find a girl in Colombia. It's really not that difficult. I mean, look, dudes, as long as you're not Yogi Obes Short or Coach Bitch Pill Fugly, you'll be fine in Colombia, okay, guys? So, here in America, I'm in monk mode. And the women in here in America, you know, they're always going after the Chads. And that's because... they just have so many opportunities. And at the same time, you guys gotta understand, you know, according to TFM, the average American woman, because of welfare and government imposed affirmative action, the average American woman makes $70,000 a year. Whether it's welfare, housing subsidies, shit like that. So, because the average American woman makes $70,000 a year, or the equivalent of $70,000 a year, when it comes to all the help she's getting from the government, you know, there is no need for her to say, well, he may not be Giga Chad, but, you know, he can take care of me, he's a good person, and yeah, I'll let him stick my dick, his dick in my pussy. Here in America, they don't, women don't have to do that because the government is taking care of them. So they go after the Chads, even though they know the chances of them locking down Chad is not even 1%. But they're still going to go after Chad just because there is no need for him to be with a curry sale or even an average dude. Like I said, guys, like, all the average looking dudes at the beta male pub, like all of the average looking dudes, they're not even talking to women anymore. They're not talking to women. They're not looking to women. They're not even interested in women anymore. Not because, you know, they're gay like Coach Bitch Pill, but because they know that these women only want Giga Chad. It's like, why would I even want to waste my time with a girl who at best might waste my time? At worst, you know, she might report me to management saying I'm a sexual predator and get me banned. Because I'm telling you guys, a lot of places, especially the Cava bars, they actually ban a lot of guys out there who try to talk to a woman. You know, the guy didn't harass a woman. He didn't even take her behind the dumpster and had his way with her. He'd probably be like, hey, how's your day today? And the girl would report him saying, oh, you know, he's a creep. He sexually harassed me. And now all of a sudden, this guy is banned from coming back to the establishment. So a lot of guys out there, they're just like, I can't, just talking to a woman is too much of a risk for me, you know. If I don't get arrested, I'll get banned, you know. So why even bother? Even if I'm able to get past, you know, getting arrested or even getting banned, if I'm able to get past all that, she's still gonna waste my time. She's still gonna choose Giga Chad over me. So why even bother? Now, the Indian guys out there, because again, Indians have no dignity, no integrity, no honor. I mean, to this very day, guys, I get Indians trying to scam me. They're trying to scam me by phone, by email, by text message. You know, Indians aren't dumb. All they know is, in a way, you really can't blame them. All it takes is one sucker, and they're good, you know. All it takes is that one sucker to be like, oh, yeah, you want my credit card number? Okay, here's my credit card number. That's all they need. All they need is that one sucker, you know. It's the same thing with the curry sales, you know. All they need is that one girl who's intoxicated enough that they can take home. And then the next day, you know, they fucking put her in an Uber and send her off somewhere. That's all they really need, guys, okay? So, at the end of the day, you guys gotta understand. Indian guys are the worst people on the face of the planet, you know? Jews, Arabs, and black people. Even Jews, Arabs, and black people, even they will not simp like the Indian people simp, okay? So, again, black people, you know, a black dude, if a girl approaches him, he's gonna be fucking her within 5 seconds. If she likes it, cool. If she doesn't like it, hey, bitch, move on to somebody else, you know? Arabs, they'll just rape a bitch, you know? They're like, fuck you, bitch. We're not even gonna wait for you to talk to us. We're just gonna rape you, you know? The Jews, they'll just buy a bitch, you know? But when it comes to Indians, I mean, the thing about Indians is that Indians wanna believe in games so bad. Like, Indians genuinely wanna believe that a girl desires them. They're like, oh, I ran game on her, bro. You know, I popped my collar, dog. You know, it's like, see, the problem with Indians is that they just wanna be, they wanna be loved, okay? They wanna be loved. They want a girl to genuinely be attracted to them. But they need to understand, dudes, like, in today's current world order, women pick up men. Men don't pick up women. That's long gone, dudes, okay? You Indian guys are the least desired. No woman in her right mind says, oh, that short, brown, and fugly Indian guy makes this pussy wit. It doesn't exist, you know? It's exactly, you know, saying a short, brown, fugly Indian dude makes a girl's pussy wet is the equivalent of a human eating shit and saying, you know, shit, it tastes so good, best thing in my life. You know what, come to think about it, guys, because Indian people literally deal with shit in India, maybe to them, being short, brown, and fugly is actually a good thing, you know. It's like, you know, maybe Indian people are saying, you know, eventually, you know, white people are gonna realize how good it is to, like, eat shit and take a shit bath and shit in the middle of the street, you know. Eventually, Indian white people are gonna realize how superior we are. Maybe that's why Indian guys keep on going after white women with no dignity, with no integrity, with no honor, with no standards whatsoever. It's because in their brain, you know, these white women eventually are gonna realize how superior we Indians are, you know. I you know what? I think I just came to the conclusion why the Indian guys actually keep on going after white women. I think it's because Indians genuinely believe that their shit, that their literal shit culture is superior, and that white people don't know that yet. You know, eventually white people are gonna believe that taking a shit bath, eating shit, shitting in the street is superior. You know, kind of like how I do with the shawarma here, you know, like where I am at, like white people, they don't know what shawarma is. They don't even know what gyros are, you know. That's how white my town is. So these white people, when they come and they eat our food, they're like, oh my god, this shit is really good, you know. So yeah, like I'm saying, you know, yeah, shawarma is superior. You know, once white people eat our food, they're gonna be like, oh shit, this shit is better than fucking McDonald's, which obviously it is, you know. So just like I believe that our shawarma is superior to fucking McDonald's, you know, Indian people believe that their literal shit culture is superior to white people culture, you know. But it's not, you know. Like, for example, we get a lot of New Yorkers here because it's the winter. You know, a lot of people, they move down from New York. They love our shawarma. They come looking for us because they know what shawarma is, you know. See, here's the thing. You can't force your shit culture on other people. You can't force yourself on other people, dudes, okay? You know, you Indian guys out there who are trying to force yourself on white women, thinking that eventually they're gonna realize how great you are, it does not work like... Oh, damn. It does not work like that, motherfucker, okay? So, you Indian guys out there, I know you think that your literal shit culture is superior to everybody else. And coincidentally, this is what makes Indians so dangerous, you know? Indians are even more dangerous than Jewish people. And that's because, and see, Jews don't want you to be Jews, okay? So no Jew walks around saying, oh man, I want white people to be Jewish, man. We Jews don't do that, okay? But Indian people, yeah, Indian people, they walk around saying, man, there's nothing more I would love than for white people to shit in the middle of the street, eat shit, bathe in shit, just realize how superior our shit culture is. That's really what's going through the brains of Indian people, and that's what makes them so dangerous, is because they're like, how come these white people don't realize how superior my shit-based culture is? Are they retarded? Are they stupid? Can't they see how superior eating shit is? Bathing in shit? Taking a shit in the middle of the street? Wherever you feel like it, just take your fucking... Drop your pants down and take a shit wherever you are. Don't you guys see how superior that type of life is compared to your life? That's really what's going through the Indian people's mind. And that's really what makes Indian people so goddamn dangerous, is that they believe that their literal shit culture is superior to other cultures out there. And coincidentally, this is why Indian people keep on going after white women, regardless of how many times they get turned down, regardless of how many times they get rejected. It's because Indian people genuinely believe that they are so superior that other people just can't fathom how superior Indian people are. But the reality of the matter is, normal, healthy people don't eat shit. So Indian shit culture is not something to be proud of. Normal, healthy people don't like short, brown, and fugly. So your typical curry seal is not going to be found to be likable by anybody. You know, even Indian women don't want Indian dudes, you know. So at the end of the day, guys, you got to understand this and understand this really, really good, okay? Reason why Indians are so goddamn dangerous. Reason why Indians are worse than black people. They're worse than air. I know TFM says that outside of blacks and Muslims, Indians are the best of the worst. On a basic level, yes. You know, like, black people are gonna like rob you. Muslim people are gonna rape you, yes. But Indian people are gonna try to force their literal culture on you. That's what makes them so damn dangerous, okay? The Jews are not forcing Judaism on you. Muslims are not trying to force you to be Muslim. They'll only rape you. Blacks are not trying to force you to walk around with your pants hanging down. They'll only like fucking rob you. But at the end of the day, guys, the Indian people, they want to force their literal shit culture on American people, you know. And this is why Indian guys keep on going after white women, because all it takes is for that one white woman to spread her legs open for an Indian guy, and that's it, they won. Just like Indian scammers know, all it takes is for that one sucker to give them a credit card number, and who cares about the other 100 people who are like, go to hell, you Indian son of a bitch, you know. If 99 people, you as an Indian, try to scam till you go to hell, and that one person gives you the credit card, you won, okay? If 99 white girls rejected you, but one white girl spread her legs to you as an Indian, you won. You know, that's how the Indian people think, you know. Again, you guys gotta understand, Indian people genuinely think that their shit culture is superior to you, it's superior to me. So all they need is that one sucker, whether it's that one white sucker who gives up the credit card number, or that one white female sucker who gives up her pussy. That's all the Indian people care about. Again, they have no dignity, they have no integrity, they have no honor. Like, I don't cold approach women, guys, okay? I don't go to the beta male pub, beta male cafe, and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? You know, I don't do that, you know, because I have dignity, I have integrity, I have honor, okay? I cannot put myself in a position where I can be blasted by some sharmuta. I can't do that, you know? I have dignity, integrity, and honor. But Indian people, they don't have dignity, integrity, honor. And that goes back to the fact that they are so fucking ugly that they can't have dignity, integrity, honor. And the problem with the Indians, like the core problem with the Indian people, and I already said that in a past video, is that because Indian people are so fucking ugly that they have done the opposite, you know. They have turned that ugliness that they have into like a superiority complex. That's what's really going on. It's like when somebody is so fucking ugly that what are you gonna do? If you come to the conclusion that you are so fucking sexually repulsive, you're so fucking ugly, what are your chances? What are your choices, dude? Rope or cope, right? That's what the black pill says. If you are ugly, rope or cope, you know? Well, the Indian people are coping by believing that their literal shit culture is so superior that other people just can't see how superior they are, you know? It's like, how are these white people not eating shit like we Indians are? How are these white people not shitting in the middle of the street like we Indian people are? Can't they see how superior it is to just walk down the street, pull down your pants, take a shit, and keep on going? You know, can they see the superiority of that, you know? Can they see the superiority of an Indian guy like me with short, brown, and fugly. Can't they see how handsome and beautiful I am on the inside? You know, that's really what's going through the brains of the Indians. And again, Indian people are extremely, extremely dangerous. And you white guys out there, Indians are the biggest threat to white people, okay? It's not Arabs, it's not blacks, okay? Blacks, they'll rob you. Arabs, they'll rape you. But if you avoid them, they're really not going to go after you. Like, you know, here in small town USA, black people live 10 miles away. Well, guess what, dudes? I've been here for 45 fucking years. I don't go where black people are, okay? I don't go where black people are. Black people don't come where I am. So we live happily ever happily ever after, okay? But Indian people, they'll go where you are. They'll go where you are to impose their literal shit culture on you, because these people are so fucking ugly that the only way they can cope, you know, the honorable thing for Indian people would be to rope. That really would be the honorable thing for the Indian people, would be to rope, or the very least not have children. That would be the most honorable thing for them to do. But their cope is, well, we're gonna impose our culture on white people. So you white guys out there watching this video, like, during Trump's presidency, you guys think Black Lives Matter was bad? You guys think lefty liberals are bad? Oh, just wait until Trump fills America with curry sales. Alright guys, that's my video. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.